shock pinned him to the cliff. He twisted his head left and right, then up and down. He saw nothing to indicate he was being observed. But any hunter this good wouldn't expose himself to his prey.
Severian.
Who are you?
My name is Yasu Nagasena.
You are the hunter who tracked us to the temple.
Yes, and now I have tracked you here.
How is it you are talking to me?
The helmet you wear belonged to a warrior from an earlier age. I saw how your fellow warriors were clad in the temple and requisitioned a similar communications device from the palace reliquaries.
Clever.
It required no great insight on my part.
No one else thought of it.
I am not everyone else.
Severian tried to recall what he knew of Unity tech levels. He smiled.
You won't be triangulating me with this. These work on open wavelength broadcasts. Anyone with a receiver tuned to the right frequency could hear this.
I do not need to track you this way. I know where you are going and have you in my sights right now.
Severian laughed, the first moment of genuine amusement he had felt in a long time.
Then take the shot, Hunter.
Moments later, a portion of the cliff face to his left puffed with the impact of a long-lass round. Severian blinked away the after-image and the acrid heat haze of dust.
Are you psychic? Has the Imperium decided that yet another class of useful psychers are worth special dispensation?
Nagasena seemed amused at his outburst.
I am not psychic, just a very good tracker. The first axiom of the tracker is to understand what your target wants.
And what do I want?
What death denied Athava of the Thousand Suns and your fellows. The truth.
Severian paused in his climb.
What truth?
The truth of how the galaxy has changed. You are adrift, Severian. You are told your Primarch has betrayed you. Betrayed the Imperium. You want to look your brothers in the eye because you cannot reconcile that truth with what you remember.
I know Horus Lupercal was a better man than any other I met. He would never turn on his father.
You do not really believe that.
Don't tell me what I believe.
You do not believe it because if Horus was ever to turn on his father, you know this is exactly how he would do it. A sudden, shocking betrayal, followed by an apparently suicidal gambit that results in the massacre of the Emperor's best chance to stop the rebellion before it gains momentum.
Severian said nothing, knowing Nagasena was right. What little he knew of the massacre at Istvan V was just the grand guignol with which Horus would open a rebellion.
I do not lie. On the blade, Shujiki. I swear it.
Then why have you not shot me from the cliff?
Perhaps I will before you reach Vadok Singh's villa.
I don't think so.
Severian resumed his climb.
Then let us say that Horus may be a traitor, but I do not yet know if you are.
Nagasena's voice faded from the helm, lost in a squall of interference from a test firing of the palace's void generators. Severian continued climbing, drawing closer to the top. With each moment of ascent, he wondered if Nagasena would shoot him from the cliff, but quickly dismissed the possibility. If Nagasena wanted to kill him, he would be dead already. The sun was gone now, and only the faint haze of starlight and the arc lights from the Babha work camps and the Mechanicum ship forges on the Terai Dua flatlands illuminated the rock face. As he approached the lip of the cliff, he pressed his cheek to the black rock and focused his gaze on the boundary between stone and sky. Sure enough, he saw a wavering bloom of disturbed air. The faint haze of a laser tripwire covered the full length of the cliff edge. Severian took a firm grip of the rock in one hand and let himself dangle. He turned himself around and re-established his handholds as he braced his feet flat against the cliff. knees bent, muscles tense. He took a shallow breath and gathered his concentration, visualizing the planned movement in his head, rehearsing the duration of each muscle contraction and snap of limb until he was certain of its success. Severian pushed off, powering his legs out and up, using his handhold as a hinge about which his body arced like the overpowered swing of a pendulum. Halfway through, he released his grip and twisted his body, snapping around in a gymnast's crunch. He landed a meter beyond the edge of the cliff and dropped to his knees in a sandy courtyard. One hand pressed flat to the ground, the other balled into a fist. He awaited the scream of an alarm, the hue and cry of a sentry, or the chatter of an automated weapon system. Nothing. Only the sigh of the wind and the hiss of his own breath disturbed the silence.
I expected better from you, War Mason. If you are Dorne's architect, then the War Master will simply walk into the Emperor's throne room.